2017, the year of atonement. As we come to the close of 2016, the year of truths, we have all grown a little, lost a little, changed a little, perhaps some became a little disillusioned with it all, as the struggle to cut through the heart of the matter rocked our worlds privately within our communities or country, and yes, even globally. We had the rose-colored glasses taken off, and we were told to see things for what they were and are. Some of it was mighty ugly, and some of it was self-placed fear that as individuals recreated instead of dealing with some things in our lives, only to allow it to grow into something that was larger than life, or so we thought in our own minds anyway. Other things brought happiness, love, and joy back into our lives. All in all, we saw, did, or experienced what was needed to move forward on our paths. So what is 2017 about? Well, I was awoken and shown many things to come a few weeks back. Some of it was dark, then balanced with the lightness that people can create. But all of it was about atonement, a powerful word that people are sometimes very uncomfortable with being on either end of, the giver or the receiver. The dictionary's definition is as follows. Atonement, it's a noun. It's pronounced atonement. The exemplifying of human oneness with God or Creator, the return of a state of love and harmony between the Creator and human beings, something that makes up for an offense or an injury. Huh. Yeah, well, the world's full of that, isn't it? Atonement is needed. So, now understand that when I was shown 2017, I was also told it was a year one in the cycle of numerology. I was like, okay, duh, Greek to me, since I'm not a person that really knows anything about numerology. So I simply asked Spirit to explain that to me, and this is what was shared. Year one is the beginning of a new 9-year cycle. It holds the promise of anything is possible, and we can create a new world vision. How we each then choose to move forward with that is up to each individual and how they imprint on the world around them. We can step into negativity, chaos, and darkness, or we can be a pathfinder, a rainbow warrior, and light the way to a better life for ourselves and others that have the courage to believe change for the good can occur. Oh. With that in mind, just think of the possibilities. Think of the change that can occur, and more important, think of the healing and positive growth we can achieve. We are the masters of our own destiny, yet we do not often live our lives this way. We bitch and complain and point fingers at everyone and everything that is wrong or affecting us in negatives. Yet, the truth of it all is we hold the key. We are the writers of the stories, our stories. So if you want to choose to stand in the crap and chaos of the world has out there, the credit for it all lies at your doorstep and no one else's. Yep. So how was that for truth? Knocks a person for a loop if we stop to think about it for a minute, yes? Now, to the atonement part. Yep, everything has work. Even though we as humans always want to take the easy route to fix things, but reaching a positive goal, a wonderful outcome, a great relationship, a fulfilling life is not easy. It's work. That is why we are here as humans, to experience that. So take time to mend the fences with people. Work with your relationships. Be in them and grow with them. Take time to heal self physically, emotionally, spiritually. Help to care for the great Mother Earth and all the life she shares with us, from the winged ones, the four-leggeds, the plant people, the rock people, the swimmers, crawlers, and the elementals that all feed our bodies and souls. Take the time to appreciate all that is sacred. Learn to honor it, care for it, and be responsible for it. Plant new things, whether it is a seed of positive thought or a seedling that will one day grow into a mighty tree that will once again fill our forests and lands. It is up to us all, each and every one of us, to make the world a better place, to make changes needed to erase the bad things. We need to stop pointing fingers and put the energy instead into the solutions that will create safer and healthier environments. It is time to stand up for what should be. Setting all barriers down of color, race, religion, governments, it's time to find compassion and humanity again, to return to the teachings of our ancestors, the foundations of all life, truth, humility, respect, courage, wisdom, love, and honesty. If only. If only we could do that. If only we could remember the right way it is to be human once again. So, my prayers for you all today as I ask you to join in are simple. For all the family and friends on, and for all those who are beginning to awaken, allow them to do so with goodness and ease. Help to bring about the repairs and healings needed for relationships, families, and people to become whole again. For all our four-leggeds, creatures of the waters and winged ones, and all creatures large and small that need healing. For our plant people, our environment. For the hungry, the homeless, the elderly that are alone, for the lost and searching, for the victims, for the lonely and depressed, for all those that are in need of, fill them with what it is they are in need of in abundance today and in days to come. I call to the sacred winds to carry my words to the grandmothers and grandfathers of the north, the south, the east, the west, above, below, and within. I call to the sacred winds to carry my words to the winged ones, the four-leggeds, the plant people, the crystal keepers, the thunder beings, to the angelic realm, to Mother Mary and Magdalene, to my brother Christ, and all the nations and ancestors that love us. I thank you for all the many blessings that you have shared with us today and beyond, and I ask you to hear our prayers, whether spoken or held silently within our hearts. Today, I ask that you hear our prayers as we stand humbly before you, small and human. Help us to remember we are all but a tiny part of a great universe, that we are all connected as one. Bring us the strength we need to walk our paths without ego or judgment. Allow our hearts to hear what our ears are missing. Teach us how to allow forgiveness for others and ourselves. Fill our being with the unconditional love that you so freely offer all. And I call that we are reminded we are all no better than or less than one another. Guide us through our days. Help us with our humanness, that we learn to reconnect with others in gentle and positive ways, offering smiles when they are needed without thought, shoulders or ears to help ease another, and words that will uplift or soothe. Keep our children safe and strong in this troubled world, and I ask that on this day and in days to come, guidance is shared with our children to help them as they walk their paths. Help open their eyes so they can learn and see the right way of things. Teach them to respect all life, no matter how small. Open their ears and minds so they may understand things that are being taught to them in good and gentle manners. Open their hearts so that when the harshness of the world falls at their feet, they are able to cope and handle it with compassion and understanding. And I ask that today and all days to come, that we begin today by feeding our souls, that we take this moment and those to come to fill with love, understanding, acceptance, calm, joy, and the knowledge that lies deep within, that we use it to find peace for ourselves and peace among people, that we begin to atone for all that is needed to once again bring about balance in ourselves and in the world around us. So with gentleness and peace, I thank all of those that have heard our prayers and walk with us this day and those to come, and I honor you. Aho. So I leave these words shared by Spirit with you all in hopes that they reach all those that need to hear. I send it with great love to you all, from my soul to yours. May this upcoming year be filled with many blessings and healings for you all. Happy New Year to you all, and many blessings. Bear out.